Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Another Liars Luncheon in the books. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by IA Hall of Famer covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. It's Jonas Schaefer. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So other than the delicious lunch, what were your main takeaways from earlier today?
This was related to the question I asked, so obviously it's a little bit selfish in me mentioning it, but I think I could sense that Eric DaCosta might already be at peace with the idea that at number 27, he might not get a guy that they have rated as a first-round talent. You know, I think back to last year, and they were just over the moon happy about how they got who they considered, at least who they told us they considered to be the highest-rated cornerback as late in that first round as they did. But, you know, just with the general consensus on this being a draft that is more, talented in the middle than at the top, You know that obviously corresponds with Eric saying that they have over 200 draftable players on their board. I think probably there is this sense that you are not going to get a super high ceiling guy at number 27 unless things really break for your way.
Jonas, what do you consider their biggest need heading into the draft?
It's tough because I think if you were talking about long term, it would be edge rusher just because of what they are staring down the barrel of with everyone heading into their contract year. I'd say probably most immediately just someone for that secondary. You know, obviously we've talked about how the versatility of Marlon and Kyle Hamilton means that they can go down any number of paths and come away with a good, starting level player who in this draft who can help out that defense and, you know, not have you rely on Shadobi Awuzie right away or that much at all this year, frankly. So I think if you're talking about like what is going to best help this team succeed in 2025, it probably would be adding another starting level talent. But I'm also aware of just how important it is to invest in edge rusher and to hear Eric DaCosta talk about just how cheap the offensive line has been, this version of the offensive line is. It spoke to me in another way because there's also the other side of the coin where if you don't invest in the edge rusher / defensive line, you're going to really have to pay a premium to have at least to have even adequate playmakers there.
So if you have sized this up correctly, and I believe you have, and they can get a good player, but probably not an immediately great player, even a player who might be great by January, then could this be the year with this many like the, with the off, with the first round being decidedly more blue chip defense than offense, and that being where their needs are, and them sitting on 11 picks, could this be the year that they actually move up in the first round?
I think it's possible, but it sounds really great in theory, and you just look at what the cost is to move up. I mean, I think it's like to move up, you know, if you look at the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, it's like a fourth round pick to move up two spots. It's a third round pick to move up six spots. And that is a tremendous amount of capital. And, you know, I know Eric DaCosta, you know, he has two wolves in him. One wolf is like the godfather, you know, the guy who watches The Godfather over 200 times and wants to be absolutely ruthless in making this roster the best possible person that it can be. But then there's also the guy who is like intellectual and aware of, you know, published literature on just what good drafting strategy is. And good, you know, historically, good drafting strategy shows you that teams that move up for a guy generally do not do any better than teams that stick and pick. So I think it would really have to be someone that they're super, super confident in. And again, that just depends on the draft board. Like, would I be, you know, if you were to tell me that they could take, Tedero McMillan or Jalen Walker at like 23, as opposed to Donovan Ezeraku at 27, I would say try to make that move, but I'm not the one calling those shots.
Could that be though, where a Mark Andrews comes into play? Because if they, let's say they can't get a present day high four, low three for Andrews, and that's the cost of moving up seven spots, eight spots, whatever. You know what I mean? And you're getting that money off the books that you want to give the likely anyway. And you think you can get a replacement, like at least a number two service level tight end somewhere in the fourth or fifth round, then is it, could that be where the math maths?
Yeah. I mean, and like the most hilarious version of that would be maybe there is an unexpected fall for Colston Loveland. And obviously John Harbaugh has familiarity with him through his brother there at Michigan. And listen, you know, if you were imagining that Isaiah Likely would fill next year the role of Mark Andrews as the Y receiver, you know, the guy who you don't have to line up in line because he just doesn't have the length for it, doesn't have the strength to be your Nick Boyle, your Charlie Kohler, your Patrick Ricard, then maybe Colston Loveland, if he falls to a certain point, you say, we are comfortable with this guy developing into a good do-everything tight end who can line up in the slot, who can line up in line, who could be, you know, a George Kittle-esque force for us. And we are willing to part with Mark Andrews to reset our tight end contract situation and also just get like a really, really good guy and help this offense be in a very, very versatile place, even though you're obviously losing a guy who in Mark Andrews, I think, is still pretty underrated by fans and media in general.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Well, that leads me to a question I've been asking a lot over the last month, and here we are 9 days out from the draft. Are you confident Mark Andrews is still here when the draft's over?
I think so, just because I do think it would have to take a lot of things to bounce the right way for the Ravens to want to part with him and for teams to maybe pay the price that the Ravens are asking, whatever that is. You know, they would have to be comfortable in the return. Teams would have to be comfortable in Mark Andrews. You know, I think when you, you know, hear about what teams are engaged with at this point of the year, it's not a lot of pro scouting. It's just everything is 24/7 focused on the guys that you have on your big board and doing medical rechecks and stuff like that. Not to say that, you know, these GMs across the league wouldn't have an idea of where Mark Andrews stands or how they could help him or what he would bring to their locker room, to their culture. But, you know, as you know, Ken, you were there for it. Yes. Eric DaCosta was having a really tough time remembering the other times besides Hollywood that they were able to acquire a guy or trade away a guy during the draft. And I think that just speaks to how many plates you kind of have spinning during a weekend like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What about kicker, Jonas? They've never drafted a kicker in franchise history. Do they draft a kicker next week?
I think they have to. Obviously, I get where Eric was coming from, where when he was saying that there is no blueprints and that we don't have to draft a kicker to find a good one. But there are only a couple of kickers in this draft who do have draftable grades, and I think to not spend a pick on one of those guys out of stubbornness or out of a need to, I don't know, like get a third offensive lineman or a third defensive lineman would be pretty silly. I mean, I don't know if you can assuage some of those concerns by saying, oh, if we don't get the guy that we like at whatever draft spot, then we can just take a chance on a lower rated guy in the undrafted free agency pool or sign Matt Gay and just hope that we're able to, with Brandy Brown, work some of that magic back into his leg. But it does seem like if they want to set themselves up for another potential 5 to 10 year run of solidity of solid play, and I know that's asking a lot because these kickers are just such a crapshoot in general, then I think it behooves you to make that move and draft a kicker, especially with other teams needing a kicker as well out there.
Get your take on something we were just talking about. We've documented the strengths of this draft and how it matches up with the Ravens' needs, and we think it'll be decidedly defensive heavy. We've done an exercise here ranking the position groups and from best to worst, and things are pretty heavily stacked to the offense. So maybe they don't load up on offensive linemen on the first 2, 3, 4 rounds the way they might normally, having 11 picks, in which case could you see the money come May the 1st that was kind of set aside for Calais Campbell or maybe a Judon or maybe or whatever going to a veteran offensive lineman, a tackle, or maybe even a versatile interior offensive lineman who's competed at the NFL level before to try to shore up their depth there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's always going to be, and Eric DaCosta maybe already has a line on certain players who would be forced out because they are carrying a contract that a team that just drafted his replacement might no longer want. That happens all the time. It may be it'll happen less this year than the Ravens are hoping for, but that you do see that kind of purge happen after these drafts, where teams realize that the value that someone has for them is not matching up with what their salary is, and we're going to kick you to the curb and get a little cheaper, get a little leaner. So doesn't seem like there's a great abundance of talent that would be able to fill in the Patrick McCary role or the Mr. Versatile, the Mr. Swiss Army Knife. But I do think that's a position that the Ravens have to find at some point over these next couple of months. You want a guy who can play as many positions competently as possible. You want that next Josh Jones, because if you don't, I mean, this offensive line, the starting five could be really, really good, but I don't think the Ravens are going to have as much injury luck in 2025 as they did in 2024. Just, you know, regression is coming for the Ravens, I think, in probably a pretty staggering way in 2025. And do they have to prepare for that possibility?
Jonas Schaefer, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. The draft is almost upon us.
How many days away is it, guys?
That's nine. It's a week from Thursday. or 2 weeks from last Thursday.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Guys. Yeah. I'll put that on my calendar.
Yeah. So it'd be like, either way works. I promise.
11 days from Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Just passed.
Yeah. That's true. Almost, that's way too crazy. It's a fortnight from the Thursday past.
Past Thursday.
Yes. Yes.
Fortnight's 2 weeks?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Okay. I'm on it.
Yeah. You got all that, Jonas?
You writing that down?
Yeah, talking like you're about to, you know, go to Wimbledon or something.
Yes. Yes. Thanks. Having some strawberries and cream, man. Thanks as always, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, coming up next, we continue with football. And this week we're looking at some teams that are drafting near the Baltimore Ravens. So we're going to take a look at that 18 to 20 range. That's Seattle, Tampa, and the Denver Broncos. We'll hear from Jason Light. We'll hear from Sean Payton. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.